Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Monday morning for Morning Devotion. This week, our scripture is found in the book of Philippians, chapter number 1. We begin reading in verse number 3. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church at Philippi, says, "I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making request with joy." This week, we would like to take a look at thankful priorities. You can often find where someone's at and where their heart's at. The Lord Jesus said that where your treasures are, there will your heart be also. If you ask people what they're thankful for, if they start talking about cars and boats and earthly material things, then you know that their heart is earthly, that their heart is surrounded by those earthly things that mean so very much. But I want you to understand that everyone has a priority list, a thankful priority list. The Apostle Paul shares his with us in the letter to the Philippian church. He says, "I thank my God." And he says, "upon every remembrance of you." Now, I want you to think about this just for a moment. Paul's entry into Europe wasn't the smoothest in the world. I mean, yes, he did see some converts, but immediately he come upon a damsel who had a spirit of divination, and of course, a demon spirit, and had that to deal with. And then the next thing you know, I mean, he is being persecuted. They're thrown in jail and they're beaten. I mean, you know, just a very bad situation. But he doesn't talk about the situations, but he says this, "not of every remembrance of my visit to Philippi, but," he says, "upon every remembrance of you." So he's talking about individuals. He says in verse 4, "always in every prayer of mine for you all." He must have been a Southerner, "for you all, making requests with joy." In other words, the people that the Apostle Paul was praying for, they were friends, no doubt about it. Now, obviously, you can have friends that don't share your faith, but apparently these were friends in the faith. As a matter of fact, they were friends in the fellowship of faith. Remembrance of you and for you all, making request with joy. When the Apostle Paul began to think about the faces of his friends in the fellowship in Philippi, it brought joy to his heart. I mean, he thought about Lydia. I mean, a godly woman, but religious and lost. And there by the river, wanting to make prayers on the Sabbath, and it was there he shared the gospel, and she turned to Christ and got saved. And then this girl that I referred to a moment ago, this damsel with the spirit of divination, Bible doesn't give us a whole lot of indication of what happened to her, but I would say that a young lady that has been freed from a demon spirit, hopefully she got into that fellowship as well. Hopefully Lydia took her in and began to disciple her and take her and train her and tell her there's a better life than being controlled by the God of this world. And then, of course, that Philippian jailer. My, what a rough start they got. And yet the Apostle Paul loved him, and the Apostle Paul saw his family get saved. And so at the top of the list of the priorities of the Apostle Paul were his friends in the fellowship. Can I say one of the greatest joys that we have are the friends in the fellowship of Christ? Do you realize that your family and friends are the only thing you can take to heaven with you? Are you going? Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, make us truly thankful this holiday season. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.